Baseball's league championships get underway tonight, and if your home team is not in it, you could instead watch hockey, since that season started up this week. For that and more from the world of athletics, we're joined now by Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst. He's also the host of The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hi, the world of athletics. Ooh.
Sounds very like scholarly, doesn't it?
I don't know. I broke into a sweat when you said that, but let's go. Let's do it.
So, Mike, the American League Championship Series starts tonight at Camden Yards, Baltimore Orioles versus Kansas City Royals. Now, these are two teams that haven't seen much October play in recent years. What are you expecting from this game?
Yeah, this should be exciting. The Kansas City Royals are doing things in a way that is contraindicative of what the best practices of baseball are supposed to be. So baseball's now in the money ball era where people are supposed to be playing smarter. You're supposed to take a walk. You're supposed to not strike out. You're really not supposed to steal that many bases. And man, the Kansas City Royals kind of fly in the face of all that. So they're a fun and exciting team. The Orioles, also a fun and exciting team, and they absolutely crushed their opponents last round. So given the uncertainty of baseball in general, I am looking forward to this series.
All right, so then in the National League, we have kind of the opposite of a double underdog scenario, like in the ALC. This is San Francisco Giants playing St. Louis Cardinals beginning tomorrow at Busch Stadium. Now, these are teams that are often in the running, right?
Yeah, and these are teams that don't usually dominate the regular season. I mean, they get into the playoffs and somehow they find a way to win. And I think at this point, you have to say it's more than luck. You know, Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Giants, just says pitching and defense, pretty easy. That's what you do. And they have it, you know. And I'm not going to predict who's going to win, because with the sport of baseball, it is so random. It's not that I'm against predictions. You ask me about football, maybe in a second you'll ask me about hockey. I'll throw something out there with all the caveats. But baseball is just so random. The Royals are down in an elimination game, 7-3 in the eighth inning. They come back to win. It's bizarre. It's fun, but it's bizarre.
All right, so I'm going to skip right over my prediction question, since I know you're going to decline it. Let's go to hockey. The NHL season has begun. A very long season, but at this early stage, who looks promising to you?
Well, the Canadians are 2-0. Chalk them into the Stanley Cup Finals. The Flyers are 0-2. That's it. They're done. I think that the teams... So hockey is the kind of sport where they do have this long regular season. And oftentimes, unlike basketball, the top seed will lose sometimes in the first round. A hot goaltender really matters. But if you look at the East, the Boston Bruins are a very strong team. And also their competition in the East, maybe the next best team would be the Pittsburgh Penguins. They have a great player in Sidney Crosby, their whole first line. They're really good. But after that, they lack depth. Because of that, I would say the Bruins, relative to their competition, definitely the strongest team in their division. Now, West, you know, the Kings won last year, so they're a very fine team. But there's a little more parity in the West in hockey.
You know, Mike, there is an irony to the fact that the Stanley Cup now resides, of all places, considering how wintry the sport is, in Los Angeles, the land of a lot of warmth and sun. How did L.A. become a formidable hockey town, and do you think it's likely to hang on to the Cup this season?
Well, you know, the Anaheim Ducks, another L.A. or Los Angeles area-based team, are really good, too. And I don't know if it's likely. They had great goaltending last year, and you have to put a lot of things together, and you have to get kind of lucky. But, you know, the fact that there's actually naturally occurring ice outside seems not to comport with hockey success. I mean, let's look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. They have just been one of the worst teams year after year after year. This year, the Calgary Flames are a terrible team. So, you know, we've seen the Tampa Bay Lightning win and the Carolina Hurricanes win, so... Though the sport is struggling to gain a foothold in some of the sunnier states, you can put a really great team together, and that's what the Kings have done.
So communities with frozen ponds don't necessarily have the advantage.
No, I mean, they'll like hockey more, but then their high school kids will get drafted and get to move to Los Angeles.
That's Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca. He also hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.